Country Bob FM. Bob Almanac Friday edition brought to you by Upholstery Industries. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries, online, upholsteryindustries.com, or you can email them at info@upholstery-industries.com. That's upholstery-industries.com. Today, Friday, April 12th. 102nd day of the year, 263 left to go. 1811 this date, the first colonists arrived at Cape Disappointment, Washington. Interesting name for that
yeah,
cape.
It is.
I mean, they were expecting so much more, apparently. The colonists, British colonists and fur traders. They were originally going to, because my parents wanted a girl, so my middle name was going to be Disappointment. James yeah. Disappointment Erickson. That would have been, that would just have flown. I would have proudly put that on my checks. But that was 1811, 1861, Civil War began. Oh, by the way, Cape Disappointment, Washington, over 2,500 hours of fog a year. That's 106 days, one of the foggiest places in the U.S.
That's what's disappointing.
Second foggiest, the Bob FM studios. 1861, Civil War began when Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter, Charleston, South Carolina. 1861, 1940, NFL... In the news, they cut the clipping penalty from 25 yards to 15.
Whoa, it was 25.
It was 20 clipping. They were really serious about clipping back in the 30s.
Yes, they
but
were.
But by 1940, they said, we'll cut it down to 15. Clipping's not that bad. That was in 1940. Right. 45 in the news.
Vice President Harry S. Truman becomes president. He takes office in a crisis of history. When world war must be followed by an organization for world peace. President Truman announces that he will follow Franklin D. Roosevelt's policies and help bring to realization the Franklin Delano Roosevelt dream of world peace.
Yeah, he did have that dream. And he died. FDR passed away on this date. FDR dead on this date. He passed away. He's only 63. He died of a brain hemorrhage. Of course, he had polio and he had paralysis.
He had some health issues.
1945. And speaking of polio, this date exactly 10 years later.
Dr. Jonas Salk, discoverer of the first successful vaccine against infantile paralysis, gives the first official reports to a waiting world at the University of Michigan.
Yeah, this date, University of Michigan, Polio Vaccine Evaluation Center, Dr. Jonas Salk, announced that the polio vaccine that he had been testing and that he developed was safe, effective, and it was potent. It was a vaccine. Vaccines are in the news right now. You know, the whole measles thing in New York.
Yes, it's huge.
People who aren't vaccinated, kids who aren't vaccinated, and those who are, they're banning from children that aren't vaccinated. It is crazy.
It's an epidemic.
Speaking of crazy, 61.
Man had his first great success in space when the Russians pushed a man across the threshold. He was Yuri Gagarin, the astronaut the Russians lionized as the first to orbit the Earth.
They were very secretive about
us.
They did. They got there first, and then Alan Shepard would then, John Glenn would later do it in the Friendship 7 part of the Mercury program. But Yuri Gagarin, first person to orbit Earth, that was his date in 61. 66, rock and roll news.
It was like a omen, really. I released the single called Dead Man's Curve, and then about a year later, I had the accident.
Yeah, that was this date, 1966. Jan Barry was on Dead Man's Curve, or near it, and he ran into a parked truck that was on the side of the road after he had found out he was going to be drafted. He'd just come from the draft board. So he was a little bit emotional. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever watched the Jan and Dean story, they depict that scene in that movie with Richard Hatch playing Jan Barry.
Oh,
so that was this day, 1966. Okay. And Jan was in a coma for nearly 2 months. He had to learn how to talk again and walk and everything. That was this date in 66. Two girls for every boy, Jan and Dean. How about in 85? We thought we had a unicorn.
Now, the greatest show on Earth brings you the sensation of the ages, the living unicorn. Seeing is believing at Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Not really, unless you're a real fool and easily duped. It was a goat, basically. These were goats that had their horns surgically implanted. and adjusted at birth to make it look like it was just one horn coming right out the middle. Good place to hang your hat.
Yeah.
So there weren't no unicorns. There weren't no unicorns. Double negative there for you.
And there still
That's what
isn't.
They deserve, Ringling. Ringling Brothers, don't try to fool us.
Right.
You can't fool us. In 1988, big news out in Palm Springs.
You solemnly swear I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Either Sonny was really nervous or he had been drinking,
right,
figuring that he wasn't going to win. But he did win. He became the mayor of Palm Springs.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
And unlike Clint Eastwood, he went on and he pursued state legislature, and then he was in Congress.
Yes, he was.
He went all the way to Capitol Hill in Washington. Way to go, Sonny. And then he died in that tragic skiing accident. Yeah. That was in 1988 and 89. Garth Brooks' self-titled debut album was released.
It would do pretty well for him.
The rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bob. I'm honored to be here today to celebrate with all of you something not even Walt Disney himself ever imagined. A Disney theme park and resort in Europe.
Now, you're going to Italy. This is in Paris. So if you wanted just a hop, skip, and a jump there across the sea, you can head on over to Euro Disney, which opened on this date in 1992. And they thanked us. They said, thank you, Bob. I'm not sure what we had to do with it.
Yeah, very little.
Enough for him to say thank you. And then 2009.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
This was the date that those events actually happened, 2009. We need more high seas drama. Not enough high seas drama these days.
Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. It's a good one with
it's
Tom Hanks.
Very good movie.
But
yeah.
Somali pirates took over a U.S. cargo ship, and Captain Phillips was held hostage. The U.S. Navy came in and rescued the captain, took over the ship, and killed three of the four buccaneers who held Captain Richard Phillips
captive.
It didn't
work out as well for them.
No, it did not work too well for
crime
the
doesn't
Somali
pay,
buccaneers.
Jim.
That's kind of scary that could happen.
It is.
You're just kind of out in the middle of the sea, and here comes these little boats, and they have guns. But that was 2009. Let's move on to birthdays now today. One of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence, Herbie Hancock. Put your Herbie Hancock down on that.
It's Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock is 79 today.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it happen. Took the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once.
It's 75 today for the lead singer, the lead man for Steppenwolf, John Kay. 75, happy birthday to him today. This guy had some zingers.
So nobody called Vancouver. Okay, it's a mistake. I'm not paying for mistakes. I've been doing that since the day I got married.
Well, you haven't been very nice to my family.
Well, neither is nature. Go bother it.
Ed O'Neill, Al Bundy, and you know he's also now Jay Pritchett on
That's
Modern
funny.
Family, but I think people will forever love him as
Al Bundy.
Ed O'Neill.
It's quite a family.
Is 73 today. It's time for a little late night.
It's no secret that the biggest fraud in American entertainment today is the CBS late movie. Why? It's no movie. It's cheap, lousy reruns. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the CBS late movie is being canceled.
As he proceeds to drop a bowling ball from five stories. We drop items off a five-story tower. Boy, he was so good in those early days.
Wasn't he?
And good at the end, too.
Yeah.
But those early days, he was paving.
Breaking new ground.
Yeah. Paving new trails in late-night talk television. That's David Letterman. Now he looks like Santa Claus.
He does.
He is 72.
If you put him and T. Graham Brown in the same room together, you wouldn't know who's who.
You're grounded, Buster. You hear me? No parties, no friends. You're grounded.
He's the father from Wonder Years. He just grounded Kevin Arnold.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell.
Yeah. For a substantial amount of time.
He actually had friends and he actually went to parties. His dad obviously knew that he went to parties. Keggers. Kevin, you're not going to any keggers. Dan Loria is 72 today. I know that you and five of your buddies would dance and get dressed up as the village people and dance to this.
Macho man, yeah.
Were you the Native American?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
One of the village people, Alex Briley, 63 today. He was the GI. So happy birthday to him. Vince Gill's having a 62nd birthday today. And Shannon Doherty.
I can't believe this. I can't believe you would do this to me. You said Dylan could go out with whoever he wanted. And you said you were my best friend. What a joke.
They could be best friend, right?
Oh, boy. They're going at each other. But that's what they do on Beverly Hills 90210. And standing next to Shannon Doherty there was a pre-Lois and Clark.
Terry Hatcher?
No. Oh. No, a Dean Cain.
Oh, Dean Cain.
Saying, man, what am I doing here? I need to play a Superman.
And he did it well.
He did in a year or two after that. So Shannon Doherty got her start on Little House on the Prairie. Shannon Doherty, 48 today, and that's where we are stopping. We're cutting
it off. Well, gone, but not forgotten. We did not do a lot of pre-work here together.
I'll give you a ding of the bell.
I can see three of them here that might work. I remember Henry Clay from your history books, Jimmy.
Don't have any Henry Clay.
He ran for president three times, and I call him Hank, of course. 1777. Blues performer. We like his name, Hound Dog Taylor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the feature event for the Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Oh, you had Jimmy Lennon in here. Very nice.
He's coming up from ringside, the master of disaster, the king of sting, the one and only Apollo Creed.
There he is, Jimmy Lennon Sr.
The king of sting needed a little bit of sting when he took on Ivan Drago.
Yes.
He lost his sting.
1913 for that actor and boxing announcer. Then Hound Dog Taylor, no relation to Buck Taylor that we know of. 1915, Tiny Tim was known to tiptoe through the tulips.
Some people love that. Other people claim that their ears bleed.
I'm with the ear bleeding side of things there, Jim. That's Tiny Tim.
Grab the cotton.
Who was born on this day, 1932. President of Academy of Country Music, Gene Weed, 1935. What about Frank Bank?
Leave it to Beaver.
TV theme time.
Starring Barbara Billingsley,
Jack.
Hugh Beaumont,
do they get Frank Bank?
Tony Dow and Jerry Mathers.
Frank Bank.
No, he should be. And Frank Bank as Lumpy. Or they should just have done like they did on Gilligan's. And the rest.
Yeah.
Because I think
there's others.
I think it. You can argue that Lumpy Rutherford, without him, that show would have been nothing.
No, not
would have been nothing.
Good.
And his dad, Richard Deacon.
Dick Deacon, if you will. 1942 for Frank Bank. Author Tom Clancy, born on this day, 1947. You know, Clear and Present Danger, Patriot Games, all that stuff. And David Cassidy.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head.
You could have been a member of the Partridge Family, Jim.
That's more this. That's more musical talent than most of the actors had on that show, let's be honest. Aside from David Cassidy and Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones. They were both.
I would have been number three on the list.
Very skilled, yes. David Cassidy was a teen heartthrob singer, actor, born in the state in 1950, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, we missed one.
Uh-oh.
From a jack to a king.
Ned Miller, the original.
Ned.
From a jack to a king.
To a wedding
Ned.
Ring.
1925.
And I won a queen.
Now they're all
gone
but not forgotten. It's the Friday Ultimate Summer Six-Pack Giveaway. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to give you a song and give you a range of time today and what time to listen. And when you hear that song, be caller six, win a box of no-name steaks, and you'll be in the drawing later today to win the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack. Tickets to six of the biggest music events throughout the summer.
You could be a double winner today.
Plus a $50 gift card. Thanks to Cub and thanks to Miller Chevrolet. Today's song is Zac Brown Band, Knee Deep. Knee Deep. Now, is that also the song that involves Jimmy Buffett? Isn't Jimmy Buffett help out on that one?
I think he does.
There's one of those songs that he does, and it very well could be Knee Deep. And Zac Brown Band will be here for the 3 of Open.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little music at the National Sports Center, the soccer stadium.
Is that a private concert, though? I don't know.
You have to have a ticket. Yeah, you just can't show up. You have to have a ticket and buy it through the 3M Open, which I'm going to do today because I just found out my wife has July 5th off. We needed July 5th off to be able to do that. So, voila. Oh, I'll be taking July 5th off, by the way, just to let you know. So, Zach Brown Band, between 1 and 3 today. Listen for that, and you'll be a winner. 1 to 3 today, the Ultimate Summer 6-Pack Summer Song of the Day. And then one other item, it's our Almanac Quiz for the Princess and Diva Spa Fun Shop Certificate. It includes a free manicure for your child, for your daughter or granddaughter. Princess and Diva Spa Fun Shop. And we're all inclusive here on the Bob Morning Show. If you have a little boy that would like a manicure and a pedicure, feel free to give it a run. Certificate for this. And this is the question here today. What is the question, Neil?
You got me, Jim.
What city did Sonny Bono get elected mayor to on this date, 1988? What was the city? I'll give you the state. It was California. What city was it? He wanted a taller sign, basically, for he bought a restaurant, and he wanted a taller sign. The city said no, so he ran for mayor so he'd get a bigger sign, and then he ended up going to Congress. It's a great story.
It is a great story.
So that was 1988 Sonny Bono. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First caller, correct answer, Sonny Bono, what city, elected mayor. Call right now. And you will a winner. Neil, would you like to start a Bobathon with Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's, Shenandoah, Two Dozen Roses, or our birthday boy today, Vince Gill, 62 today. Would you like to start him out with Cinderella, Vince Gill?
I think we should. That would be good.
Okay. Have a good weekend, everybody.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.